We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Babe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Shout out to the work hard, be good crew. Especially those people that are still going to work hard despite the fact that the Bears lost yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to you. And also, shout out to everybody that plans on being good today and here with us again in the 8 o'clock hour this morning for your chance to win an iPad.
All right, it is time for the top six of six in no particular order.
Number six.
Nina, why don't you go first?
Okay. I'm just going to get this out of the way. I have a new fragrance today. It's called Eau de Icy Hot. So just in case you smell any menthol in here this morning, Gabe, it's me. So I had this headache all weekend, and I don't think I've ever had a migraine before in my life. Have you ever had a migraine?
Yeah.
Okay. So I had my first one yesterday, and I think it came from a pinched nerve or whatever, but I had a plan. When I woke up yesterday and thought I was going to puke and I couldn't look at the light, I got Icy Hot. I put it all over my back, my head, every single part of my body.
Old woman Nina.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. So I was just laying there all day in the dark. But when I woke up this morning, I was praying. I was like, please be gone. And it was. So I brought Icy Hot with me to work today because if I feel any little twinge of anything, Icy Hot it. That's the point.
Number five.
Number five. Maybe I should have used some Icy Hot on my heart after the Bears lost yesterday.
How do you feel?
I was thinking about whether or not I should be talking about this on the radio. And I was like, should I be talking about this during the top things here? And then I thought to myself, you know what? You should. Because if you were a Bear fan yesterday, I feel like we kind of share the same feeling this morning. And it is this. You deserve better.
Mm.
You as a Bears fan deserve better. You stick by this team. You stick by the management. You stick by the coaching. You stick by the players. Only to be disappointed, and not disappointed in like a competitive way where you gave it your best shot and you lost to the better team in the end. You just realized like you shouldn't even have belonged there. You know, I, the Bears fan, thought to myself, hey, the Bears aren't going to make the playoffs. They did. And then when you get there, you watch all the elite teams and you think to yourself, we are not as good as them. And watching like the coaches call the plays that they did, the players, you know, the effort that they gave. And you just say to yourself, you know what, as a Chicago Bears fan, you deserve better. And I actually like Matt Nagy, but we deserve better than Matt Nagy.
Mm.
I love Mitchell Trubisky, but we deserve better than Mitchell Trubisky. I love our defense, but we deserve a defense that plays consistently throughout the year. So all that to say, you Bears fans, let's sulk together because there is no football until August. So let's just let that sit in. Ladies, if you want your man or your woman, whatever, to go ahead and do some stuff around the house, Sundays are free until August. And just know, whether it's the Bears, your relationship status, or your job, you deserve better.
Number four.
I love that, and it's a message. Sex in the City is coming back.
In no particular order.
Yeah, I know. I was trying. In no particular order, Sex in the City is coming back. The revival, Sarah Jessica Parker, posted yesterday that it's coming to HBO Max, and it's called And Just Like That. But it's Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte. They're all going to be returning. Samantha, played by Kim Cattrall, has decided that she will not be coming back to the show. And they're supposed to start taping in the spring. So that's exciting. 10 new episodes to see where they all left off. Same idea, just no Samantha. I'm super excited.
Number three.
Number three story today. You know, we've been hearing a bunch of people get vaccines for the COVID-19 thing, whatever. Well, fellas, if you've been on the internet and you've been reading these false rumors, know if you inject it into your junk.
What? Why would you do that?
It will not, because it's, you know, because it's the internet and people think that whatever they read on the internet is true.
So somebody came up with this idea and said, we're just going to stick a needle in our business and tell people this is what
you do. If you inject it into your junk.
Oh my God.
It's going to get better results. So instead of 90%, you get 91. But here's the thing, guys. It still doesn't protect you from herpes.
Number two.
Please don't take a needle to your junk. Oh, my God. Okay, this really is in no particular order. Now, I think I'm the last person that should be talking about Valentine's Day, and I even said it last week. Gabe, why are they already starting to pump out all the Valentine's Day merchandise? But this thing caught my attention. How would you like a hairy-shaped box filled with beef jerky?
Sounds like a...
I loved it.
Start of a Pornhub movie.
It does, doesn't it? By just looking at the picture, and, you know, if you like textures, you just want to pet it, and inside is beef jerky so you can get your protein, and it's a different way to show love. And they're on sale now at Target, so Chewbacca for Valentine's Day.
In no particular order.
Number one.
Number one, I want to give a shout-out to the Chicago Police Department, man. They are working hard. I mean, they are working so hard. Shout-out to any CPD officer that's listening to you right now. You want to know how hard they're working?
How?
I got a effing ticket at 4 in the morning today.
No way.
4 in the morning. Them boys out there working hard. Congrats. Shout-out. Let me give you a cheer. Shout-out to the CPD working hard. Overtime, baby.
4 o'clock in the morning. Where? Outside your house?
I'm sitting there, and I'm going to my car, and I see this ticket on there, and I think to myself, damn, a ticket? And I'm like, I thought they're not giving out tickets right now. I thought we're in the pandemic still. Right. Ain't nobody giving out tickets. So I look, and listen, I've dragged and procrastinated to get my city sticker. One, because everything was closed forever. And then two, because it's the pandemic and I didn't think I really needed to get it yet. Well, anyway, I get a ticket and I look at the time, Nina. 4:07. This police officer is out there right now. If you wrote a ticket on Warren Boulevard at 4:07 and you are the police, I don't like you. You specifically that wrote the ticket, I don't. 4:07 in the morning, bro? Really? That's what you're doing? Going stalking cars on the side of the street to see if I got my city sticker? Yes, I should have paid it. And then let me tell you how much this damn ticket is, Nina.
How much?
This is why the city is... This is why people hate... I love the city of Chicago.
Of course.
And hate it at the same time. But this is why people hate... It's $200.
Wow.
$200 ticket. If I didn't have the funds to go get my city sticker and that my car was on the street again and I had another one, could you imagine that? $400? People don't make $400... every 2 weeks on their check.
Yeah.
And you're sitting out here trying to charge people $200. So I didn't mind the ticket because I thought to myself, yes, I procrastinated.
Sure.
I should probably get a ticket.
You're a fair person.
But a $200 ticket? That seems absurd. $200?
Do you have to go?
A fifth of a thousand? Are you serious?
So
$10 an hour? I got to work 20 hours. I got to work 20 hours. I got to work half of a work week if I made minimum wage in order to pay that ticket off. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
But anyways, you know what? I started this off and I'm going to end it the same way.
Go ahead.
Wow. CPD out here working hard today, 4 in the morning, giving out tickets.
They're already doing it. Does that mean you have to go get your city sticker today?
Nina, if I don't, I have to be working to pay off these damn tickets every day.
Oh, my God.
I hope and I pray to God that the guy that gave me that ticket on Warren Boulevard on the west side of Chicago at 4:07, you, sir, I hope you get a flat tire.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I wish I could ticket you. Citizen's arrest.
When we come back,
we're getting ready to play TBT Throwback Trivia. You're going to get a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show, but call if you know the answer to this question. Juliana Rancic was one of the stars of the TV show Fashion Police that first aired in 2010. What network did Fashion Police air on?
All right, 877-591-9696. What station did Fashion Police air on? We're playing TBT next. Call now to play.
TBT, Throwback Trivia with Gabe and Nina on B96. We're going to get a question about a song, movie, and a TV show. Here's the question you need to call if you know the answer to. Juliana Rancic was one of the stars of the TV show Fashion Police that first aired in 2010. What network did Fashion Police air on?
All right, you're going to get that question and two others, and then we're going to make you cry because we're going to tell you that you're old school, all right? Call next to play. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Josephs, welcome to TBT. So glad you're here.
Good morning.
All right, you heard the first one. Here we go.
All right, Margarita. Juliana Rancic was one of the stars of the TV show Fashion Police that first aired in 2010. But what network did Fashion Police air on?
E Network. E.
Good Good job. Next question. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, came out in 2006. It's a movie about NASCAR driver Ricky Bobby. But what Anchorman and old school actor plays Ricky Bobby?
Will Ferrell.
Good job.
There you go, Margarita. Okay, let's see if you can get all three. Zayn Malik and Taylor Swift have a song together called I Don't Want to Live Forever. It came out in 2017. The song is off of a steamy soundtrack from what movie series?
I have no idea.
It's okay. What if I told you Margarita was a movie about whips and ball gags and stuff like that?
Oh, is it 50 Shades of Grey or something?
Yeah, that's the one.
There you go. I haven't even seen that movie, actually.
That's what they all say, Margarita. That's what they all say.
No, really, I haven't.
Hey, Margarita, let me ask you a particular question. When you did good in school or, you know, when you did good at home, where would your parents take you?
They would probably let me go spend the night at a friend's house or take me shopping or something.
Hey, you were such a good kid. Get out of my house.
Yeah. Hey,
thanks for the call, Margarita.
When we come back.
All right, when we come back on Mondays, just after 6:30, we ask the question, do you want your ex back? And then someone screams it out loud.
Yeah, and then they beg for 96 seconds to see if they can actually get their ex back. What? Ex back. Will it be love? Find out next on B96.
Gabe and Nina.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina, and we're excited to invite Ben to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great, Ben, but we need to hear you say it. Scream it loud.
I want my ex back.
That wasn't too convincing.
I feel like they're always just nervous.
Sometimes you can't be matter of fact. You kind of have some groveling in your voice. It has to be like, I want my ex back.
Why are you good at that?
I've said it thousands of times. Ben, all right, so who are you trying to get back? What is her name? And how long were you guys dating for?
I want to get Jen back, Jennifer. We dated pretty much all of both of our undergrads. I met her my freshman year, so about 4 years.
Okay.
That's a long time.
And so, yeah. I mean, it sounds like a successful relationship if it lasted that long. I mean, why'd you guys break up?
Things were splitting between the two of us. I was had to head somewhere else for grad school, which is what I went to focus on, and I didn't want to bring her down that road. Things are just kind of deteriorating and drifting anyway, so it seemed best for both of us.
Have you talked to her at all since then?
I mean, there's been the occasional liked post or right. We keep friendly, but not so friendly that we're having full conversation.
Well, when you guys broke up, was it like an ugly breakup?
I mean, I thought there was a mutual understanding between the two of us. It was like a month because I knew I was going and it was this back and forth. So it was tough.
That makes sense. I hear that, Ben. But now, after all is said and done, why do you want to go back?
I mean, she's it for me. She was everything for me in school, and I had everything figured out. I got the job I wanted.
You can give her all her dreams, Ben.
But what a tough predicament to be in, right? Sometimes when you have to decide between education and love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know, Nina. I think he should have made more of an effort. You know what I mean? If you really wanted to be with somebody after 4 years, regardless of whether you're going away to grad school or not, I think that you can make it work.
But they always say, though, like, you need to be comfortable with yourself before you can step up and be successful in a good relationship. And it just doesn't sound like Ben was really confident in that space.
Well, Ben, it's not up to us whether you can get back with your girl, Jennifer. It's up to her. All right. So sit back, relax. Guys, you do the same. Because when we come back in 3 minutes, Ben is going to get 96 seconds to ask for his love back. Jennifer, that is. Don't go anywhere. I Want My Ex Back is next on B96.
The moment we've all been waiting for. Will Ben be able to win his love back? He wants his ex back, and that's what we're doing right now. We have to welcome... Do you have Jennifer there?
Yeah, I got her. Let me get our phone.
Okay. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning. Welcome to B96.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
You know, hanging in there. It's got to be weird for you to be on here. Not playing like Wake Up Wars or anything like that. You're playing a different kind of a battle.
I was really hoping for that.
Yeah. How does it feel knowing somebody wants to get back with you?
I'm a little bit flattered, I'll be honest, but weirded out.
Okay, well, let's just wait and just introduce Jennifer's ex, Ben.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
Don't say hi to me, Ben. You need to be saying hi to her. Don't worry. We got you. All right. Listen, Jennifer, this is Ben, your ex. I don't know if you remember him, but he wants to get you back, and he's going to have 96 seconds to do it.
Exactly. We're going to count you down, and then at the end of the 96 seconds, you'll get to say, I want my ex back, and if not, you'll know what to do. All right, Ben, we're going to go ahead and just kick this off. The floor is yours. 1, 2, 3. Get your ex back.
Jennifer, I love you so much. I love you with all my heart. We're Ben and Jen. We were together all through undergrad. We were together for 4 years, and I want to make that 40 long years, even more than that. I want to love you till the day we die. I'm sorry that we had to end things, but I got everything figured out. You and I are meant to be together, and I want us to be together, Jen.
Hold on, Ben. I cannot believe this is even happening. Do you know how heartbroken you left me?
I thought it was a tough month, but we understood each other
You work through things when you're in a relationship, tough or not, and you were not willing to work it out. You were just so focused on school. You forgot about me, and we wanted to start a family, and we wanted to be together. Ben and Jen, do you know how embarrassing that was? They put our names together, and now we're not even together anymore. That was incredibly embarrassing, and you broke my heart completely.
But we can fix all the things. We can mend that broken heart. I'm sorry that any of that happened, but do you still love me?
Time. Wait, whoa.
I want to know.
Later. You got after the 90. The 96 seconds is up, Nina.
Okay, fine. Okay, you guys know what to do. On the count of three, scream, I want my ex back, or you do know what to do. 1, 2, 3.
I won my ex back.
Womp.
Oh, my gosh. Ben and Jen.
Bennifer.
You melted my heart with Ben and Jen.
Okay, let me talk to Jennifer first because, I mean, I think you said it in the middle. You were a bit embarrassed when you guys broke up. You were heartbroken. I mean, how do you feel about Ben overall as a human being?
I mean, Ben is a great person, but we were supposed to be together forever, yeah. And you worked through things, and you know, honestly, guys, it's 2021 and we're moving forward. We're not going backwards anymore.
Fair enough.
Wait, but do you love him?
I have love for him.
Okay.
Ben, how does that feel? That's got to be heartbreaking, man. Do you regret going to grad school? I gotta be honest, I gotta ask you that.
I do now.
Don't regret doing that. You are doing what's best for you. Education is so important, and you're going to find someone that's absolutely perfect for you.
Gosh, if I was Ben right now, I'm telling you now.
She's so perfect.
I'd be heartbroken, right? Because you're listening to this, and you're just like, it's not going to be okay. He wants you to be heartbroken.
But she was a long time ago. All right.
Hey, man, this is why you shouldn't be breaking up with people, man. Try to make it work. Well, Ben, we appreciate you hanging out with us, Jennifer.
Best of luck to both of you. Everybody.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. It is time for the Baby Daddy check-in. But today, the BD stands for Baby Doggy. First dad joke. Man, you know, social distancing has been tough on damn near everybody.
Yeah.
But particularly stressful for the Flat Earth Society. I mean, they fear such measures will push someone over the edge.
That's funny, actually.
Flat Earthers. check up on those guys. The BD check-in, the baby doggy check-in. If you don't know, I just got a German Shepherd, Dak.
He's a beautiful boy. Those pictures you were posting this weekend, yeah. He's so cute.
And so on Mondays, I think I'm going to start talking about my dog. So Mondays is my dog, during the week my daughter, and then on Fridays the baby mama. But my German Shepherd almost ate my friend's dog.
Wait, what?
We try to do puppy play where like two dogs get together and my friend has a 7-month-old, I don't even know what kind of dog it is, small one. Huh. And then I have this huge German Shepherd. So we try to put them together. My dog needs to see other people. So immediately when the dog gets into the backyard, like my dog just starts going crazy. And there's a dog, there's just so much stuff. There's a dog next door that turns my dog up. My dog hasn't seen a bunch of people. So he starts going crazy. And my friend, he's super cool, super chill dude, James. And he's like, just don't worry. Just let him sniff his butt.
Feel it out.
And I'm like, okay, so I don't know. Right. So I go and I'm holding the dog. And the dog goes to sniff the other dog's butt. And the dog goes to take a chomp. But luckily, with my spidey senses, I knew something bad was going to happen. So I pulled the dog back a little bit so like he missed the chomp.
Oh, my God.
My friend got a little nervous. I got nervous, and I was like, man, we shouldn't let them do that. Let's just have them chill out a little bit. So I'm trying to feed them treats. I'm trying to get them to calm down. I said, let's go for a walk together. They say you're supposed to go on a parallel walk when you're trying to introduce two dogs together at the same time. So I have him on one side, my dog's on the other side. Again, they're trying to do their own thing. Dude, and again, my friend's like, dude, let's let them get a little closer together. They go a little closer together. His dog's name is Posty. He turns around. Posty goes to give my dog his butt. My dog goes to go sniff. And again, he goes to take a bite, almost gets his butt. And I was like, that's it. We're not doing this anymore. So we go back inside the house. I take my dog inside. I leave Post out in the back. We're all chilling in the backyard. And my friend's like, hey, let's try one more time before I leave.
I love that he's really dedicated to making them friends.
I said, okay. I was like, here's what I heard. If the dog can walk by the other dog, you can give him a treat. That's what you're supposed to do. We go to go do that. He does it. I give him a treat. And I go to praise him and, like, look to the skies above. I'm like, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And my dog jumps up and goes to go attack both of them. I pull him by the sky. I was like, all right. So, basically, baby steps. We got to take baby steps to socialize the dog. But if you have any tips or tricks on how to get dogs to play nice together, please, by all means, reach out to me on social media at @Chicago_Gabe. All right. Second dad joke. So, yesterday was actually also sad because my wife left me because I'm insecure.
Mm.
Oh, no, wait. She's back. She just went for groceries. Every time she leaves, I'm like, are you leaving me?
Don't leave me.
All right, guys. Enough of the dad jokes. We got to get down to the business. Wake Up Wars is up next. Don't go anywhere.
Feel so old.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war.
It's war.
Wake Up Wars on B96.
Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina, and it is time for the decisive Wake Up Wars. This is where Jen in Lyons tries to win her third in a row to get her some breakfast. Jen, welcome back to the show.
Hello, happy Monday.
Or will Jen be blocked by Lois and Aurora, our potential breakfast blocker this morning? Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Good morning.
All right, Jen, do you want to go first, or do you want to let her go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Lois, all right?
Okay.
Jen, you know how this goes. You're going to get 3 questions, 1 female, 1 male, 1 Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right gets themselves a victory. And if you win, like I said earlier, you get that breakfast. All right, here's your first female-centered question. Make sure you play along in your car. Sarah Jessica Parker posted over the weekend that Sex and the City, the next chapter, is coming. What is the name of the iconic character that Sarah Jessica Parker plays?
I don't remember.
Question number 2. Tony Hawk has been on fire lately, taking to Twitter to poke fun at his fame by highlighting stories where people think he looks like Tony, but isn't. Tony Hawk is famous for participating in what sport?
Skateboarding.
And last but not least, question number 3. It's Park Week on the show. No, not somewhere you play, somewhere you live. We're going to tell you about a place that ends in the word park. And you're just going to tell us what it is, okay?
Okay.
L Park, as in the letter L. L Park is located 86 miles northwest of Chicago and is right by Rockford. You wouldn't go there if you liked someone, only if you felt a little stronger. It starts with an L, Jen. But what park are you in?
Shoot, I have no idea.
You wouldn't go there if you liked someone, only if you felt a little stronger. It's called Love's Park. I don't know.
She's like Stalker whatever. Park?
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second, Jen.
Okay, Lois. Our girl Jen, the queen, got 1 question correct, so you have a little bit of an opening here, okay?
Okay.
Here's your female-centered question. Sarah Jessica Parker posted over the weekend that Sex and the City, the next chapter, is coming. What is the name of the iconic character that Sarah Jessica Parker plays?
Well, I watch a lot of TV, but Sex and the City is not it.
Okay, well, you'll learn. Next question. Tony Hawk has been on fire lately, taking to Twitter to poke fun at his fame by highlighting stories where people think he looks like Tony, but it isn't him. Tony Hawk is famous for participating in what sport?
Skateboarding?
Okay, Lois. For the Chicagoland question, it's Park Week on the show. Not somewhere you play, but somewhere you live. We're going to tell you about a place that ends in the word park, and you just tell us which one it is.
Okay,
listen. L Park is located 86 miles northwest of Chicago and is right by Rockford. You wouldn't go there if you liked someone, only if you felt a little stronger. It starts with an L. What park are you in?
Love Park.
Wow, Lois, wow.
Yeah. No.
Jen and Lions, I normally would be sad that the person on my team lost, but she got two questions correct, blocking the
record. Oh, my goodness.
Turn down for what?
My daughter's so happy. More money into her college savings account right there. The answer to the questions, number one, guys, Sex and the City, Sarah Jessica Parker played the role of Carrie Bradshaw.
You guys both got this right. You know, Tony Hawk is a skateboarder.
Y'all are old school. And question number three, Elle Park. You won't go there if you like them. Maybe if you loved them. Love's Park is the name of the answer. Congratulations, Lois.
Yeah, great
congratulations,
job,
Lois. Awesome job.
The new queen.
Jen, I'm sorry we got to say goodbye to you. You did fantastic.
That's all right, guys. It's been a fun couple days with you. Congratulations to the lady in Aurora.
Aw, Jen, you've been so wonderful.
You know, Jen, we don't have a third person on our show.
I'm sorry I took your lunch from you.
Yeah, it's all right.
No, no, no. Hey, Lois, listen, we want somebody to take your breakfast too. Don't worry.
Right, right.
All right. Hey, Jen, have a fantastic week. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, all right?
You too.
And Lois Aurora, the queen of the Waco world.
That's the one.
All right, we're going to get you information, and then we'll see you back here tomorrow. And if you win two more in a row, you'll get that breakfast, okay?
All right.
Yeah, no problem. All right, guys, if you want to be the breakfast blocker yourself, we get the contestants right around 6:55, so make sure you're here for that. And also, just a reminder, don't forget, in the 8 o'clock hour today, we are giving away an iPad a day. That's right. It starts today in the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening for Adore You by Harry Styles, all right? Drizzy Drake, that boy Lil Durk, that man, by the way. He got kids. He got whole everything.
Oh, yeah.
But we are Gabe and Nina, and, you know, the new year is here, and new year, new us is the slogan for a lot of couples right now.
Exactly. And one particular couple is fighting about that, and really, it's all thanks to the man, Michael B. Jordan. So if you didn't already see, Michael B. Jordan has gone Instagram official with Lori Harvey, Steve Harvey's daughter.
Right.
So she posted a picture from New Year's. He's posting a picture from New Year's, letting the world know. So we were talking about this over the weekend, and my friend and her man are new official to the public as of the New Year as well. She and him talk about it. They agree on this post that she does. Like, they're all cute and stuff. But now the problem is, this is so funny. Is it ridiculous for her to expect him to do the same post or a post to claiming her? Or is that like a fair request? Because now that she's putting it out there, she wants everybody to know.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever force anyone to make a social media post, because then that is exact. That's why when you look at social media and you're like, when people post each other up too much, then that means that they're like got a fake relationship, or that's not, you know, there's some junk going on.
Yeah.
So I feel like any post about your partner should be organic.
Right. But she just wants it to like start off that way and then let it go. So she's like, I just want you to put it out there. We're together. That's it. And then let
I'll be like,
it go.
I'll like your picture and comment with a heart eye emoji.
877-591-9696. Do you think that this is a fair request? I post you, you post me, and then we just let it go. Or is it ridiculous, like Gabe is saying, just like, let it be organic?
I love it. Starting off the new year with a bang.
All thanks to Michael B. Jordan. 877-591-9696. We'll talk to you next.
Gabe and Nina, B96. All right, I have the top three rules or reasons why you should actually post up a picture of your significant other.
Oh, great. My
top
gonna love
three
this.
Reasons.
Love
you can tell your friend. I just found this right now.
Okay.
All right, the number three reason is to start a new relationship.
Okay.
If you are going Facebook official or anything of the like, putting up a post is acceptable. When you start a relationship,
symbolic.
That's fine.
Let them know, okay.
Number two reason why you should post up you or your significant other, when you're in a fight. When you're in a fight, always post up your significant other.
So they know that you still love them even though you're mad?
Because then it softens the blow of the conversation afterwards. You post a picture, she saw it. She's on social media.
See,
she
so
saw
funny.
You guys get together. And then you get to be like, but baby, I love you. I posted you.
Right.
Don't think just because you posted me today that everything's all good.
That's funny.
The number one reason why you should post up your significant other on social media, to block the hoes. Because let me tell you something.
Exactly.
Yes, you.
That's the point.
Everyone thinks you're single.
Right.
Everyone thinks that by default on social media, you are single.
Right.
Until there is something else out there. And in order for you to block the hoes, and I'm talking about H-E-U-X.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to spell it. But to block them, you need to post up a picture so that that way you don't got to deal with no drama. Because let me tell you something. If you don't, people are going to slide into your DMs and be like, oh, that's a cute picture of you.
Right.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da.
And that's exactly why my friends like post the picture.
Brand new relationship.
Yep.
Number three.
That's the one. So you're in it. Guys, you don't even have to ask. You can just say, you know what? I heard that it was the rules. So I'm posting this today.
Gabe and Nina on V96.
Marisol, good morning. Welcome to Guess Your Gig.
Good morning, Gabe.
All right, let me ask.
Good morning, Nina.
Hi.
Let me ask you this first question. So at your job, do you work with your husband?
No.
Interesting.
Do you work with more than five people?
I do.
You are a corrections officer at Cook County Jail. No? Okay.
Okay, Marisol, are you a Chicago lovable?
No. I'm a labor and delivery nurse.
Oh, the babies. Okay.
What did I guess?
You said a corrections officer. Oh.
It's pretty much you're still keeping the kids in line, just, you know, in a different way.
Coming right. out in a straight line.
Thanks for the call, Marisol. B96, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. All right, my first question to you is, do you drive a car at work?
I do.
Interesting.
Okay. Sylvia, do you also get to play music at your job?
Sometimes, yeah.
In the car, you would think, right?
I don't know.
Sylvia, this is so easy. You are a clown car driver.
No.
All right, Nina.
Sylvia, do you drive those Lincoln Town cars, you know, and like all have right. fancy people in the back?
No.
You don't drive Miss Daisy?
I'm a therapist for kids with autism.
Oh, that's so great.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just getting started, Sylvia.
Warming up. It's our warming first up day 2021. Back. Hey, thanks for listening to us on your way back to work, all right?
Yeah, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Sylvia. Debbie on the north side. All right. Are you wearing pants?
Yes.
Interesting. That eliminates a lot of jobs. My second question to you, Debbie, would be, do you prefer cheese popcorn or caramel?
Cheese popcorn.
Ah, you are the elephant pooper scooper at the Lincoln Park Zoo.
No.
No, not quite? Okay.
No, Gabe, she's a dairy farmer. Hello.
Duh.
No.
Ah, what do you do?
I work for Planet Fitness.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay, since you work there, is it really a judge-free zone?
Yes, it is.
Or do you be judging people?
No, it's judge-free zone. We eat pizza.
Gabe and Nina on V96. WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina, weekday mornings. This is B96.
We're having fun yet? We're in the middle of TTB. Three throwbacks. We're going to be doing it every single day with Gabe and Nina here on B96. But also, it's Monday. Avocados make everything taste better. Have you heard of an avocado? Can avocados make a hot toddy taste better? Find out in 4 minutes on B96.
It's time for...
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
Avocados make everything taste better. With Gabe and Nina on B96.
Because they do. And Gabe's invention today, I think, might prove it.
Okay, guys. We are on Facebook Live right now. If you didn't get the notification, you should be following us on Facebook at B96 Chicago. Because you can see what it is we're about to go do. Nina, why don't you go ahead and blend it up, and then I'll explain to the people what it is
that
we're doing.
Carefully. Okay.
So Nina and I, we fancy a nice cocktail or two. Yeah. And here, I'll turn on that mic for you over there. Is it on over there? There you go. So basically what ended up happening is over the holiday break, I became a hot toddy aficionado. And basically I told Nina, I said, man, hot toddies is a jam. That is the way to go. So then I told Nina, hey, let's go ahead and make an avatati. Now, an avatati is exactly what you think it is. A hot toddy with avocado in it.
It sounds delicious, and it looks good. If my bullet will work.
Is it plugged in? It doesn't seem like it's plugged in. Maybe you turn the thing on. Gosh, I only have two hands, guys.
I know.
Well, Nina is blending the avatati. We wanted to do it live on the Facebook Live. There you go. So, oh man, let me turn that down.
So if you can follow us right now at B96 Chicago on Facebook Live, Nina just blended up the avocado. And then we're going to be able to do the same. Oh, man. Oh. We're close.
Okay, I got it.
Here we go. See, this is what we do for you guys. We do it live on the radio and on Facebook Live. Oh, that looks thick.
It is.
All right, let me get that.
Okay.
All right, so, Nina, what we did was, because we didn't have any honey, we replaced the honey. That's supposed to be what gives it the sweetness. We put a little bit of sugar in there.
That'll do the trick.
So why don't you drink the regular hot toddy first?
Okay. I have not had a hot toddy, and I can't even tell you how long.
A little hot teasy.
Ooh,
cheesy.
Ooh. That's good.
Hot toddies are always good.
Man, why don't we drink this every morning? This is the way to just calm our nerves.
Because then we'd have to go to Alcoholics
Start
Anonymous.
Start the day.
All right, scale from 1 to 10. How was the regular hot toddy?
Oh, that's a good 9. An 8.5 to a 9.
She went back for a dump. No. All right. So again, what we did was we took a hot toddy. If you're not familiar with the ingredients, it is whiskey, hot water, lemon juice, and then honey. That's what a hot toddy is. So what we did was we took avocado, put those same ingredients in the blender, and now we have an avocado.
Okay, so it looks like an avocado shake is what it does.
Looks like warm baby throw up.
Why do you gotta say it like that? I'm drinking baby throw up. Oh my gosh, though. Like, the avocado.
You're in your car right now being like, okay, Nina.
I know, but avocado isn't a flavor that's going to ruin this. It just kind of gave it a nice texture because now it's creamy and smooth. So think of a creamy, smooth hot toddy.
I don't know about you guys, but when I drink alcohol, the last thing I want is texture. I want a smooth, I don't want no texture in my drink.
The whiskey still just outshines it.
All right, let me taste the avocado.
Okay.
Excuse me, the regular hot toddy first.
Mm-hmm. Does it taste like the ones you make at home?
Damn. I got to say, shout out to the Splenda.
Yeah, it tastes like a
hug. Splenda's a game changer because it's like sweetened it up to the... Man, this tastes like if... I'm trying to think. If a candy cane was in whiskey.
Yeah.
And then they gave it to you. That's delicious. All right.
So good.
There's no way an avocado, a hot toddy with avocado is going to taste better.
It's going to give it that texture. You can't even taste the avocado.
Gosh.
It just looks green.
Staring at this, look, go inside that cup right there. We're putting it on our Facebook Live feed. This looks like something I cleaned from my daughter's butt.
Oh my God. Why are you going to say it? Just close your eyes then and just drink it.
Oh, trust me. I'm closing my eyes when I drink this one.
This will be the new drink for St. Patrick's Day. Avocado, avocados. You get a green hot toddy. Hey.
Okay.
Okay. Look at Gabe's face.
I got to go for the double up.
Mm-hmm. Now you're not thinking about your baby's diaper anymore. Nope.
It's kind of like, I mentioned earlier that the regular hot toddy had like a little bit of a candy cane flavor to it. And when you put the avocado in it, it almost tastes like an adult shamrock shake.
Okay.
Taste your avocado again.
Let me think about the shamrock
shake. It's like an adult shamrock shake.
I would not hate vanilla ice cream in here.
Yeah,
I would not hate that at all.
I gotta be honest, guys.
I'm gonna smash both of these cups when we go and do a song.
I hate to say this, but avocado.
Say it.
Avocado. Let me take another sip.
Okay. We're gonna drag it out longer. Say it loud and proud, Gabriel.
Damn, it's almost like. It has like this coquito texture to it where it's like a little thicker. You know what I'm saying? Coquito is like Puerto Rican eggnog.
Yeah.
It tastes like eggnog, but avocado. Okay.
But you created this. It's a new drink called the avocado.
Avocado.
Tell your friends. Make it for your mom. I'm sure she'll be very thankful.
You want a hot body?
The hot
avocado or something like that. All right. Well, listen, if you want to check out the video, it is going to be up on Facebook Live right now on our B96 Chicago page. Check it out for the kids and maybe make one at home. Let us know how it tastes.
21 and over, of course. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and finish these. Cheers.
Slurp, 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 slurp. When you want to propose to somebody, I think it's important to wait for that perfect moment.
Yeah.
The perfect moment for this couple was a bit awkward. I'll tell you how he got proposed to in just 1 second. But first, we want to remind you about something big today.
Yeah, iPad a Day. We're going to be doing it every day this week. All you have to do is listen for the song of the hour between 8 and 9 a.m. And today, the song you're listening for is Harry Styles' Adore You. When you hear that song, be caller 21 for your chance to win.
It's going to play before the 9 o'clock hour. Before 9 a.m., so make sure you're sticking around and hanging out with us. But this guy was adored by his partner because, again, he was waiting for the right moment to propose to his guy. But when you hear, like,
what they were doing. It's pretty funny.
I knew I wanted to do it for quite a while. I just needed kind of the right moment to do it. When I found out that he was going to be doing the vaccines, I was like, oh, that would be kind of fun to tie it in.
So he was giving his boyfriend a vaccine, the actual vaccine. And so while he was sitting there about, he said, this right here is going to be the right moment. You're going to be healthy. You're not going to get this. You're not going to get the Rona. This is perfect. The craziest thing was, you know, after you propose to somebody, you think there's going to be like a lovey-dovey moment. You guys are going to be able to drive off into the sunset. Quite the opposite with this
guy. I ended up going on an ambulance call shortly after the proposal. So we never like got to take a bunch of like, oh my gosh, we're engaged pictures right away after. Because it was just like, engaged, vaccinated, and jumping in the ambulance and heading to the pulse.
The guy who got vaccinated, he's an EMT.
Yeah.
So his nurse fiance gives him the vaccine. They're about to kiss, and then he's like, skirt!
In sickness and in health.
Like, it's over. This is off to a bad start right here. But hopefully you find your right moment with the right person this year in 2021.
Oh, my God. It's your year.
And don't forget, before 9 o'clock, you listen for Adore You to win that iPad a day. Happy 96. All right, 877-591-9696. We are looking for our contestant for sexy Spanish talk. So I'm going to say something to you in Spanish, and then you're simply going to tell me whether or not what I'm saying is sexy or silly. Now, if you haven't been flirted with in quite some time, this might be the game for you.
This is your moment.
Unless I'm saying something silly, and then it's like everything else, crash and burn.
But if you don't know, it's still your moment.
All right, 877-591-9696. Looking for that contestant. Come play sexy Spanish talk with us, Gabe and Nina, B96. Call now. Liza, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you know how this game works, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so are you in a relationship? Are you married?
I'm married.
She's flirted with every day.
No, quite the opposite. She's married, so she hasn't been flirted with in a long time.
Oh, no.
She don't even know what the word flirt means. But luckily, I'm going to say something to you in Spanish, and I might be flirting with you, or at least that's how it's going to sound, because it could be silly also. Sexy Spanish talk. Here we go.
No sé qué es peor. Los osos perdiendo que no hay juegos hasta agosto, pues mis lágrimas dicen que son igual.
Liza, was that sexy or silly?
Silly.
I said, man, I don't know what's worse, the Bears losing in the playoffs or there's no football until August. Well, my tears would say they're equal. Hey, Liza, don't tell your man about this game today, all right? I don't want nobody looking after me. No problems. No quiero ningún problema.
All good.
But the one problem you have, maybe, is that you don't have an iPad.
Yeah.
Luckily for you, every day this week and for the weeks to come, actually, between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, you are listening for a specific song. And then when you hear the song, you'd be caller number 21. Now, if you don't know what the song is today, it's this one.
Make it real easy. Spell it out for you.
All right. So we're looking for caller number 21 to win that free iPad a day. We're looking for you. 877-591-9696. Alex, Goose Island, good morning.
Good morning.
You are caller number 21. You got yourself the iPad.
Yeah,
Thank you so much, Alex.
You can use that iPad because not only did you get that, you also got a digital download of the Harry Styles album Fine Line, all brought to you by Columbia Records.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much.
Do you have an iPad right now?
I don't.
Okay, good. Well, now that you do, don't forget, on Mondays, we go on Facebook Live with Avocado. So
yeah.
You can watch that, all right?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
All right. We're back again.
First iPad giveaway. Don't forget another one tomorrow.
That's right. The song that you're going to be listening for is Mood 24K Golden. So, why you always in the mood?
That
I know people
one.
Don't know the names of the
right.
songs. So, I was in a mood over the weekend, guys. So, you know, I mentioned a couple times, if you haven't heard, I got a new dog. His name is Dak, D-A-Q. He's a German Shepherd. And it was funny, man. I something happened to me over the weekend that I know you dog owners out there, I know this has happened to you. And we're going to be asking you this question at the very end. So I went to go take him out and my girl was like, hey, he already peed. He already pooed. You're just going to take him out to lose some or waste some energy or whatever. I didn't think anything of it. I said, cool. So we're on our walk. We're about a block and a half in. And all of a sudden I see him going. And I'm like, why is he? Oh, he's just sniffing the dogs in the neighborhood. It's no big deal. Then we get to the next little like thing on the sidewalk and he's like. And then he squats down to poo.
And you're like, oh, great.
And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, my girl just told me he already pooed in peace. I didn't bring like a plastic bag to clean the poo with. Guys, I'm literally there. I look at my palm and I'm like,
please, no, you didn't.
What we're not going to do is grab snow and then grab this poo. And I am a firm believer that you should always pick up the poop. Don't be a guy that or girl that leaves the poop on the floor. So
yeah.
I did what any Chicagoan would do. I looked on the side of the street for debris because there's plenty of it on the street. So what I ended up doing was I ended up grabbing, it was two plastic cups, clear plastic cups. And I basically used the two of them to scoop the poop. And then it's not like there's a garbage can anywhere that's nearby me.
Oh,
so
no.
Then I have to walk with the poop in one hand. I have a glove on, thankfully. I have to walk with the poop all the way till I find the garbage can. And it is the most horrid smell ever in life.
And it's a clear cup, so you're looking at it.
And it's just like drip, oh, drop, drip, drippity, drop.
No.
But then I thought to myself as I was doing this, I was like, gosh, I cannot be the only person in the Chicagoland area that has used a random object to scoop the poop. I can't be.
Yeah.
All you people are not holier than thou, and all you people do not carry trash bags with you at all times, everywhere. So, my question to the dog owners that are out there is this. What did you use to scoop the poop? that wasn't a plastic bag. All right, 877-591-9696. Call us up right now, and then I want to know, what did you use to scoop the poop? I had to use two plastic cups.
Oh my God. Thank goodness it wasn't your hand.
Two cups, one guy. It's a, what kind of dog you got?
I got poodle.
Okay, so first off, before you tell me what you scooped the poop with, where were you at?
I was walking across Mariano's and my dog pooped and I had to pick it up with the cup that I had.
Oh, so you had your own cup. Was it like a coffee cup? What was it?
Yes. So I was Dunkin' Donuts and I had to spill the coffee because my crush is on the side. So it was embarrassing.
Dang, you know there's nothing sexier than watching a girl scoop some poop with the Dunkin' cup. Oh my God.
Thanks for the call. Yeah. Jessica, Round Lake, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what kind of dog do you have?
I just got a French bulldog on Thanksgiving.
Oh, awesome. So where were you at when he decided to drop it?
So 5 minutes away from my house, there's like a trail walk because there's a lot of trail walks in the summer. And I always carry an extra mask in my car and in my purse. But I only had one in my purse, so I had to use that and I had to go back home because we couldn't go anywhere else.
Without a mask.
And I just felt nasty because, like, I was like, don't think that the poop is there because, like, if I put it on, like, it's going to go crazy. So I was like, just...
The worst
the poop
part,
is there, the poop is there.
Jessica. The worst part about cleaning poop is that never in your life would you ever be comfortable handling manure. You know
no.
what I'm saying? Never. But
yes.
when your dog does it and you put it inside of your mask, it's like, man.
No, and it's so bad because like I expected, you know, a baby Frenchie to not poop big, but she poops big, and I'm like, what the heck?
It was a French roll.
Tomorrow, another
I actually have two gems for you today. It's time for Nina at 9:30 on B96. Give me a little gem for the journey. And the first one is that Icy Hot helps with migraines and headaches. Just so you know, I have mine with me today at work because my head has been crazy, but it helps. Second one, is your astrological sign going to have a good week? On Mondays, we look to the stars, and this week actually is going to get a little bit out of control, so brace yourself. But what the cosmos are saying is, now's not a time to limit yourself and focus on negatives. Now is the time to focus on what you can do. So don't be surprised if an epiphany of some sort happens this week. You know, you want to be keeping your eyes and your ears open to all possibilities, which I think is important to think about, not even just this week. But if you are a Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, this week's going to be a little rough, so you're really going to want to keep your eyes open. But if you are a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn, it's going to be beautiful. So just checking in, Nina Star weekdays, giving you a little gem for the journey with Nina at 9:30 with Gabe and Nina on B96.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.